Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Hey, this is Pat Flynn from Smart Passive Income.
Hey, this is Derek Halpern from Social Triggers.
Hey, this is Kevin Harrington, original shark from Shark Tank.
If you want to learn how to rub shoulders with your role models,
I'm going to share some unconventional ways to network with people.
And if you want to live like a shark,
you should be listening to the Build Your Network podcast.
So listen in and get a pen and paper ready.
Build Your Network podcast.
With my good friend, Travis Chappell.
Travis Chappell.
Travis Chappell.
Welcome back to the show. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know. If you agree, then keep on listening for tips on how to cultivate meaningful connections the right way. If you disagree, then tune in anyway to let me prove you wrong with my journey. My name is Travis Chappell, and this is the Build Your Network podcast. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are in the middle of a series right now about mentorship and masterminds, and I can't wait to share today's episode with you all. But first, you hear my guests and I talk a lot about masterminds on the show. If this is a new term to you, or you've always kind of wondered exactly what a mastermind is or what it does or how it's beneficial, you are definitely going to want to take my free mastermind course. I get this question so often that I decided, you know what, I'm just going to put it all into a course and give it away as a free resource for people to go check out. That way, next time somebody asks me exactly what a mastermind is, I can just point them in that direction. So this is everything you need to know about masterminds in just 6 short lessons. It's 100% free. So there's literally no reason to not at least see what it's about. Just head over to freemmcourse.com/enroll to grab that course and get started today. Hey, everybody, what's happening? What is going on? Welcome back to another topic episode here on Build Your Network. This is the second part of this insanely long series that is entitled Who or What. As you guys know, who you know or what you know is really become the staple question here on the show. And it's the only question that I've asked every single guest that's come on. And so we've gotten a wide range of answers. And it's been an incredible experience really for me to hear what everybody's thoughts are on this really important topic. So this is part number 2, and we're featuring Pat Flynn, Derek Halpern, and Kevin Harrington. Derek is a legendary online marketer and really just a writer and amazing storyteller. You start following his stuff and start realizing how important storytelling is in the fabric of online marketing and marketing in general. Then we have Pat Flynn, who is also a legendary marketer who started off in the blog space and then moved into the podcasting space and now has the podcast Smart Passive Income, which is always on the top charts. Pat's actually putting on his own event this year, and I'm super stoked to be attending that, I think, in July. So Pat's such a great dude, and we feature some of his stuff on here. And then Kevin Harrington, who is the original shark from Shark Tank and really needs no introduction, but really all three of these guys coming on today and sharing who or what and why, who or what you know, and then why they believe that. So you're not going to want to miss what these guys have to say about that. But first, before we get into that, you listen to this show for a reason. However you heard about it, whether it was Google search or a share on social media, whatever it was, something about the title Build Your Network resonated with you, which means that you're exactly like me. You realize that the single most important factor that contributes to your success is your network. Well, after years of learning, growing, testing, and implementing, I'm finally putting together an all-encompassing online training called Explode Your Network. It is my complete framework that's guaranteed to exponentially grow your connections, level up your inner circle, and shorten your runway to success without annoying all of your contacts or printing a single business card. This is everything I know about networking, people, all the things that I've learned in the last couple of years, and I'm currently looking for a test group of about 30 people to get in at half price before it launches in May. So if any piece of content that I've ever released has added value to you in the least, then please stop procrastinating and head over to travischappell.com/explode to start investing into what we both know to be the most important aspect of your career. And now, without any further ado, here is Who or What, part number two, with Pat Flynn, Derek Halpern, and Kevin Harrington. Do you believe that what you know or who you know is more important, and why?
It's who you know, because you can know everything in the world, but if you don't have anybody to share that with, or anybody to help, or anybody to connect with, I mean, it's kind of useless. And when you know more people, you get access to a lot more information, but not just information. You get access to a lot more experiences. In the business world, the best way to learn is to not just like go and download a course, or, you know, obviously information's everywhere. You can go to YouTube to learn something. But when you find a person who you can connect with, whether it's for real connection or just virtually, you connect with them because of their vibe, and you know that they have done something that you've wanted to do, well, now they have not just information to help you get there, but they have their own experiences in a way that vibes with you and who you are, that will make it more likely that you actually succeed in whatever it is that you choose to do. This is why mentors and coaches are really important, because those people have done those things that you want to do. Any good sports guy or gal will, you know, if they want to improve, where do they go? They don't just go to YouTube to learn. They find a coach, a person who's been there to work them through those things, however big or small they need help with. It's about who you know. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be where I'm at today without the people I know. I think back to every single big moment in my business, in my life. It's been a result of the people I've connected with. Even back to when I got my architecture job. Remember earlier I said I got a job as a result of a connection in the marching band? Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was a student director of the marching band. I was just finishing up school as, you know, a senior architect. And as a student director, I was one of five on the executive committee in the band. And every year, I didn't know this, every year, those five people, myself included, the drum major, executive director, student director, who is me, treasurer, all those kinds of people, we get invited to this restaurant next to Pac Bell Stadium or AT&T Stadium. I can't remember. It's the giant stadium. There's a restaurant there in San Francisco called Momo's Cafe. Mm-hmm. And Momo's Cafe is owned by a guy named Pete, who was a person who marched as a sousaphone player back in the 70s. And so he invites the executive committee every single year, and these college kids who are seniors, and we just have a dinner. Like, nobody else is in the restaurant except us. And he goes around the table and asks us questions and just wants to get a pulse on the band and how it's going. And he also asks us like what our major is. When it was my turn, I said, yeah, my name is Pat. I'm an architect major. I look forward to doing architecture. I really like actually your restaurant, because I want to get into restaurant and hospitality. And he's like, Pat, that's cool. I'm going to connect you with my friend, John McNulty, who is the principal of MBH Architects in Alameda, California, just over the bridge here. And I said, wow, that's cool. And then of course, after that, I was like, you know, people say that all the time, like they're just nice. And I don't know if this is going to happen, but I didn't even give him my phone number. Like, I was stupid. I didn't even know like that was even possible, but
yeah.
He called somebody at Cal to get my phone number and gave it to John McNulty. And 2 days later, I got a call from John McNulty. And then I went in for an interview, and then I got a spot as a beginner drafter, entry-level drafter at MBH Architects in the restaurant division. And it was because of the marching band.
This episode of the show is brought to you by Indeed. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate is not to search at all. It's to match, and match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need this platform, guys. I'm telling you, Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging candidates so you can connect with those people even faster. And it doesn't just help you hire faster. In fact, 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And look, guys, one of the things that I wish I would have used Indeed for is this matching service. You can search and search and search and search and search all day long, but to actually be presented with quality candidates, like hiring a recruiter for you that's presenting people that has actually done the work to vet them and bring quality people in front of you, that work by itself is the fact that it's done by a software instead of like a team of high quality recruiters is pretty insane. So they leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, which is why Indeed's matching engine is the best one that you can use. It's constantly learning from your own preferences. So the more you use it, the better it gets at doing the job for you. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility over at Indeed.com/Travis. Just go to Indeed.com/Travis right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed here on the podcast. Indeed.com/Travis. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. That's why I love this show, because I love getting into how these connections have actually been able to bring people to where they are. And it seems like every single time I sit down and talk with someone that's done as well as you have, it seems to all go back to the fact that they are good at cultivating connections and making relationships, and not just good at it, but they place a high value on that. You mentioned earlier mentorships, coachings, and stuff like that. How valuable do you think it is to pay for mentorships or coaching or masterminds or anything like that?
You know, I'm in two mastermind groups. None of them are paid. I have a coach. I do pay him. And that's because that was the only way to get access to him. But it's not necessarily the payment. It's just the commitment to work with that person or that group of people. I'm in two mastermind groups. Each one has been around for over 5 years. We meet every single week. So every single week for 5 years.
Wow.
With, you know, a week missed here or two for vacations and stuff. But that's how important it is. Absolutely important. And I want you to all also know that I'm an introvert. And, you know, a lot of people might be saying, you know, well, Pat sounds super excited and he just seems like a guy that just puts himself out there. And that's definitely not the case. I'm an introvert. I go home from these conferences and I just want to sit in bed and watch Netflix and not talk to anybody. Like, that's when I get my energy back.
Right.
Being around a lot of people sucks energy out of me, but I do it anyway because I know how important these relationships are and these connections. Every person you meet is a new opportunity or opportunities that can open up something in your life or change your life in some way, shape, or form. And you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't at least get out there and start meeting people and thinking about, well, what's the worst that can happen? That's how I get over it. I go, well, if I try to go up to that person, like I get sweaty palms and I get nervous, like I do try to stop myself. But then I go, you know, what's the worst that can happen?
Right.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing. They say no, or I can't right now or whatever. They're not going to like beat me with a base. Like, exactly. What?
The worst case scenario has already happened if you don't do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen to that.
Yeah. Derek, do you believe that what you know or who you know is more important, and why?
I think that's a great question. And let me tell you why. First, I want to say why I like to jump into these things, because no one wants to hear me talk about myself for 25 minutes. They're going to fall asleep, right? And what's interesting is that's kind of like a networking faux pas. If you just sit there talking about yourself when you first meet somebody. What?
That's
who
true.
Wants to listen to that?
That's true.
But that all said, what you know or who you know, it's a great question. And here's the thing. When you know more, you can meet more people. If you know everyone in the world, but you have nothing to offer them, is that really a good connection? That's like more like you're a parasite leeching onto somebody else. So you kind of need a happy balance between having some skill or some value to offer other people. And you also have to know how to meet the right people.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's a question of, hey, this is more important than this. You need both, especially now.
So let's say for somebody that's just starting off in this whole business entrepreneurship thing, and they're just getting started, and it's, you know, we're coming up to the end of 2017, which is a fantastic time to write down goals and think about, you know, envision the future and all that good stuff. So let's say 2018, they're going to focus on, they're going to try to really double down on one of these areas specifically. Which one should they double down on?
It really just depends. So let me ask a follow-up question. I hate to answer a question with a question here, but are you trying to meet people to just meet people, you know, to have more friends? Or are you trying to meet people that might actually become clients or customers or people that could be potential partners? You know, because there's networking with purpose and there's networking just because you're bored.
Right, right. I think the answer is you want to build relationships with people that are going to help you be a better person. So not necessarily like with the intent of closing business, but you know, if you get around good people, people that are better than you at what you do, then you're inevitably going to close more business by being around them.
Perfect. So here's the deal. I always tell people that if you want to really explode your network and your relationships and actually meet more higher quality people, people who actually might be above your pay grade, as they would say. Not that I'm trying to say there's putting anyone on a pedestal or nothing like that. But if you're trying to network with people who are way above you, you always need some kind of value or skill to offer these people. So what I believe people need to do is they need to pick one skill. They need to become really great at it. And then when they start networking with people, they don't introduce themselves and say, hey, I'm John. I'm a writer. I also work here and I do this and I do this and I do this and have like 400 different things that they do. Because once you start doing that, people literally fall asleep. I always say that if you're going to introduce yourself to someone, commas equal comas. The more commas you got in your bio, the more likely you're going to put people to sleep. So get one thing you're really good at. And that's the thing you use to lead with. And I could give you an example. Actually, the guy who's filming right now, this guy, Mark, fantastic videographer. I'm probably going to replace him at some point because this is my running joke with him and he's laughing. But he's a fantastic guy. I actually met him at a Lewis Howes book launch party back in 2015. He literally rolled up to me, introduced himself, said, hey, I'm Mark. I'm a video guy. And that's how we began, like, opened up our conversation. Yeah. He then followed up with me regularly and just tried to pitch me ideas for videos for like 2 years. And what was interesting was we were kind of downplaying our videos at that time. But once we finally decided to go after videos, there he was talking about videos. And who did I hire? I hired Mark.
Yeah.
Because he had a skill. Here he was connecting with someone who at the time was like, you know, above his level because he just moved here. He just started the business or whatever. And it's just like he was able to break in. Yeah. With a skill.
Established himself as the expert.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? You don't even really even need to be the expert. You just need to be really good at something and better than what someone else is doing it at. So I can give you an example. When I started to build my network way back in the day, one of the things that people were really bad at as bloggers especially was converting traffic into leads and sales. So how I introduced myself to people was I introduced myself as a conversion guy. I can help you get more conversions from your existing blog traffic. And every time I would meet someone of influence that I wanted to connect with, I would always offer to review and update their site for them to maximize their conversions. And I actually built my whole network by getting them more opt-ins.
And that was completely volunteer?
Yeah, I didn't get paid for it. That's the other mistake, by the way.
Yeah.
Most people, you know, they say that if you are good at, well, one of my favorite quotes is from the Joker in Batman when he's like, he says, if you're good at something, you never do it for free. I think that's sort of true, but I also think that when you're trying to network with someone who's way above your level, someone who, like, I mean, we all know there's a pecking order when you meet people, right?
Yeah, of course.
And sometimes when you offer something for free, it actually means that you're not good at it and they don't want your free work because they're going to assume it's not valuable. But on the same token, if you're willing to work for free for someone and really put forth a good effort on a free work, it's going to really set you apart from everyone else.
Right.
And they're going to want to talk to you.
Right. And then they're going to want to share. Like, hey, look.
Yeah, of course.
And now you have somebody that is, quote unquote, above your level that is now recommending you to people who are also, quote unquote, above your level, which now you've associated with yourself with all these people that are at this other level. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, you're at that level because you're associated with all these people that are at that level.
Yes.
That's a fantastic insight.
That's how you lead
insight.
With skill.
Yeah, and it's you a fantastic insight to bring that up. Yeah, because too many people are trying to suck value from everybody and get stuff out of somebody instead of just going into a situation going, hey, how can I help this individual? What can I do to offer some sort of value that is particular to me? Like you said, like, what do you give to a top influencer? You know, like, they already know more people than you. They already make more money than you. Like, what are you supposed to do at that point? So you definitely have some sort of a skill set that you are good at that they are not good at that you can help with in some sort of a way. And the fact that you were willing to do that at the beginning, I think probably contributes a lot to not only your monetary success, Derek, but probably also the network that you have.
Yes. And you'd be so, well, it's actually funny because my network is probably not as large as a lot of people's networks. Mm-hmm. And that's mainly because for like 3 years, I stopped meeting people. I got real antisocial for a minute. So it's kind of funny that I'm giving networking advice.
Are you an introvert, extrovert, naturally?
I'm more of like an introvert, but like mixed with a side of I hate all humans.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
You really recharge by yourself, though.
Yes, definitely recharge by myself. I read a lot of books. You know how that is.
Do you believe that what you know or who you know is more important and why?
I definitely believe who you know is more important. You know, I graduated with some very smart people in my high school class, and I've had some of them call me and say, hey, can you help me with this deal I'm looking at or whatever? And it's like they were the most brilliant kids in school, but getting out of school, what have they done? Yeah, they got a nice job and they're an engineer or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's having a great Rolodex. This is one of the reasons why people come on Shark Tank. They even say, look, Kevin O'Leary, if I can just have access to the people that you know and the things that you've done, I don't even care about your money, right? So that's ultimately is the network of who you have access to. I mean, for myself, I can make any product because I, whether it's electrical, you know, if I'm going down a path, let's say a rechargeable battery, the largest guy, he owns Hoover, Dirt Devil, Ryobi Tools. His name's Horst Pudwill. He's in Hong Kong. I pick up the phone, call him. He's making my product. Boom. So one of the Shark Tank products had a rechargeable battery in a cooler, and now it's called Tektronix. But if I need fitness, I made all the Tony Little's stuff. I go there. Who do I know? I know manufacturers. I know retail distributors. I know engineers. I know prototype makers. I know catalog distributors. Keep going down the path. So It's bottom line is I don't have to know that much about any one of those things because the people that I know are the ones that know a lot about those things.
Yeah. So much good stuff there. If you had to boil it down to just one thing, Kevin, to where if somebody's just now tuning in and they're about to tune out and you have just this 1 minute to say, if you're going to focus this on one thing about building relationships, what would that one tip be?
One tip, and this is something I say in almost every presentation that I give, is that you should create a dream team around yourself. Surround yourself with experts. This is the network, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
Of operation, finance people. I mean, I had former bank presidents running my capital raising strategies, right? Mm. And then now we have digital gurus that run circles around me. I'm 30 some years an old TV, radio, newspaper marketer. Right. And now we have these digital guru experts. So it's surround yourself with a network of dream team group that can just power you to the top.
That's probably, I think I know the answer to this question then, with that being the answer to that question. But how important has like one-on-one mentorship, mastermind, group settings, and being around those kind of people, how important is that? And how important has that been for you in your career? And then why do you think, if it's so important, that so many people just don't do it?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I've had now mentors since I was 11 years old. My father was my first mentor when I was 11, but all through my teenage years into high school, college, et cetera. But then Zig Ziglar became a mentor. Now I've had my former bank president was a finance mentor. I have coaches, mentors. I've had 8 or 10 speaking coach mentors to teach me how to give better content delivery in front of a crowd. I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in mentoring, coaching. I mean, do you know who Joe Polish is? You ever heard of Joe?
Yeah, the Genius Network.
I just wrote him a check for $25,000 to join because I've been speaking at his events. And like every time I go, I meet so many people. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to join the doggone thing, right? So like, do I need to go there? That's where I'm going to be tonight and tomorrow is in Phoenix at the Genius Network situation. So I believe in mentors, coaches, getting the right people. But you got to, you know, be a little choosy. Don't go just for the mass situation. And I know, you know, you have some special services that you guys offer. But the bottom line is, for me, it's been something I've been doing for many, many years. Hmm. And you know why people don't do it? Because they maybe have never experienced the power of it. And by the way, it's not free. It's not cheap. And there's a little bit of pain involved when you write a check. I don't necessarily say go out and write that $25,000 check, but maybe start with 5 or 10 or 15 or whatever, because I always believe that you need to be able to track if you write a check to a coach for 10 grand, it should 10x itself back to you at least. And I can't think of any check ever in a mentoring or coaching situation that I've written that didn't at least 10x itself back to me.
Well, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more about how we've been able to get some of the guests to come on the show, I've created a totally free resource called Meet Your Hero. So if you'd like to connect with people you respect and admire that are difficult to reach, you're going to want to go to travischappell.com/hero to take action and start that training today. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.